Of the moon can't sleep.
Babe, it don't mean much to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Work in Progress WrestleMania preview show. I'm your host, Brent Piles, and with me, as always, every time I pop on this podcast screen, he is the Ballroom Brawling Disco Dancing Dynamite Stretching Intercontinental Playboy. Folks, he's more over than, I don't know what he's more over than, he's at GR, also not Glenn, out of Glenn. How are you?
I think I'm as over, if not more over, than the Arsenal defense this week, but I do very well, thank you.
Yes, the Arsenal offense was very strong. Would not be broken by the Manchester City offense. And speaking of another member of the podcast team, he is, some would like to call him Party Potato, but also some people may call him Mario Mancini, an ode to Mario Mancini. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, man, I'm doing well so far. As long as I don't get flown off in a tornado into Oz, then I'll be doing pretty good. I'm just waiting for this thing to hit. They've been saying it's going to hit here for like hours, and right now it looks clear, so that's probably even more scary.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who lives in the Midwest of America knows that when it starts to get calm, it's usually when the shit's about to get real.
Yeah, the temperatures jumped up like 15 degrees in like an hour, and now they're dropping, so it's going to be hitting here soon.
So we're going to get this thing going before the mayor loses power or gets blown to Oz. We kind of like everybody's home now.
Oh, boy.
There we go. Charge.
Charge. You heard that. Yeah, he sounded like fucking Barney Rubble running and fucking the Flintstones. We kind of flew in from this by the seat of our pants because I forgot that I have to go to my son's musical that he's in and at school for the next 3 days. And so this is the only time really that we could do this. And so I will do NXT quick. We won't get too long-winded on these, but we'll pick NXT quick and then we'll get into WrestleMania. So NXT, no longer NXT TakeOver. So we don't know who Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin are facing yet, huh?
Oh, it's probably going to be named tonight, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so we'll name those picks. Those picks will be later. I don't know who they're facing, so I really can't determine who might. So we'll skip that one, and we'll go to Oma Femi is defending the North American Championship against Dijak and Josh Briggs. I'm going to pick first myself. There is no way that they're going to take the belt off Oma Femi at this point. I don't think they should. They shouldn't. It's going to be an amazing match. I mean, three big guys just beating the crap out of each other should be good, but I think Oma Femi wins. Go ahead, Mayor.
I really want to pick Dijak because I am absolutely loving this guy. He is incredible on social media. I wish they kind of have let his personality shine through a little bit more on NXT, but I think the pick has to be Oma Femi. I'm not throwing a Hail Mary on the first pick, so I feel like Oba Femi has to be the pick here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fun to say Oba Femi. I don't know why.
It is a lot of fun to say Oba Femi. I don't like to say Dijak because I always mess it up. I always end up calling him Dijakovic or one of his other names that he used to wrestle under.
T-Bar.
Yeah, I usually call him T-Bar. That's the gimmick I try to forget is T-Bar. What do you want a clean sweep, Glenn? Are you picking somebody else?
No, it's got to be a clean sweep. It's too early into his reign for him to be giving it up, especially in a hoss fight like that.
Yeah, it would be silly to take him off him at this point. The next one is we'll go with the NXT Women's Championship match. It is Laura Valkyrie defending her championship against Dark Roxanne Perez. That's what I like to call her now. She's Dark Roxanne Perez. I'm going to let the mayor go first this time. Mayor, who you picking?
Since I never, ever, ever probably have picked Roxanne Perez to win, and I'm wrong like 90% of the time, I feel like, when it comes to her, I'm picking her this time because I'm enjoying, as you said, Dark Roxanne Perez. I like this version of Roxanne Perez, so I'm picking her this time. She's my pick. New women's champion, or she never lost it originally, I guess.
Technically, you're right. She did not lose it. Glenn, who are you going to pick?
This is a toughie. And this is a toughie only for one reason. I'd go with the mayor, apart from it showed the other day of how few face women there are in NXT at the moment.
Yeah, they have like four.
Compared to about a dozen heels.
I mean, they have at least six heels that just want to beat up, what's her name? Thea Hale.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm going to go
having a WrestleMania match between my dogs in here. Sorry.
You ready?
Is he the official bell?
That
man?
Was the bell ringing. Yep, the bell just rang. Sorry, Glenn.
With Lyra V.
Well, somebody was going to pick her, Glenn. It had to be you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sorry. I'm not picking against Roxanne Perez, so I'm picking Roxanne Perez. Yeah. Unlike the mayor who always picks her and never gets it right, I always pick her. But I feel like I always get it wrong, too.
Well, I can't pick JC Jane here, so.
What did you say?
I said I can't pick JC Jane here, so I'm picking Roxanne Perez.
No, she's not in this one. Yeah, no, I'll take Roxanne Perez. On this one
too. I'd say the same, apart from the fact that who's going to be the next challenger unless you have a heel on heel challenger?
It'll be Thea Hale.
You reckon?
Okay. For the next 6 months.
The one that I'm really enjoying seeing back is Sol Ruka.
But Sol Ruka is back. I think
it's probably still a little early for her to, as a babyface, to challenge for the title, but yeah. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, if you look deep into that roster, there's got to be somebody that they could turn babyface that's a heel right now. I don't know. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. I'd have to go through the list of talent. All right, so we got two matches left. I assume the Trick Williams, Carmelo Hazel main event. So we'll go with the NXT Championship match. Ilya Dragunov defends against the mobster, Tony D'Angelo. If Ilya Dragunov makes it to the match, because it could be Sleeping with the Fishes, because apparently these guys are mobsters, and Ilya Dragunov is a fucking idiot, and he'd just go wherever people tell him to go, even though they've thrown him in a trunk before. No disrespect to, like, Tony D'Angelo as a wrestler. I think he's fine. He's good in the ring. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I just think the whole fucking thing is stupid. And, it wouldn't be so bad if they did, like, he's subtly a mobster, but all this over-the-top putting people in trunk shit, I just don't like. So I'm hoping to God that Ilya Dragunov retains. Please let Ilya retain. Unless you're going to move him up to the main roster and throw him in a feud with Gunther. That's the only way I can see him losing here. What about you, Glenn?
We can't go against the Bout Machine. For all the silly stories, since he gets into the ring, it is a different kettle of fish. So there's no way that Dragunov is losing, especially to D'Angelo.
I would be shocked. Like I said, it should be a great match. It's going to be hard hitting. I mean, every Ilya match is hard hitting because if you don't hit him, he don't hit you.
I think that the next NXT champion will be Dijak.
Dijak's good. They got to put him on a heel to have Trick Williams beat somebody, right? That's what I'm thinking. So I'm sorry, Mayor. Go ahead. Who are you picking? I almost forgot.
I feel like you got to keep it on Ilya here. He's doing such good work, and I'm with you. I'm not really. I like all of the people involved, but I don't know if I like all of these extended skits. I think they're a little unnecessary, and they also make the champion look foolish at the same time.
And you're insult, like, I don't like to have my intelligence insulted. That insults my intelligence to think that a person would go meet someone somewhere after they did whatever to them last time. Like you're making Ilya Dragunov look like a very stupid man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really care for that. And, you know, I think Ilya retains here. And like, the only way I see it is the same exact way you said, is if somehow he loses here and then he shows up on the Raw after Mania to challenge Gunther after Gunther wins.
Yeah.
That could be possibility, as he's the only person. I think he beat him both. Did he beat him both times? No, Pete Dunne beat him for the championship in NXT. Because Gunther had that long, or well, he was Walter then, but long NXT UK championship reign also. So I was trying to think who beat him for it, but
it was Ilya.
Okay. So Pete Dunne
was the first champion.
Okay, and then Ilya beat him for the NXT UK.
No, it was Tyler Bate.
Yeah.
Then Pete Dunne beat Tyler. Walter beat
Dunne,
and then Ilya beat.
It's crazy, in the 5-year history of NXT UK, they had fucking 5 champions.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, 4, because Tyler Bate was champion twice, so 4 total champions in 5 years. I think that's pretty fucking good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the only way I see it. So Ilya retains. Mm-hmm. Have we? Yeah. Yep. Ilya retains.
I think the only one we've disagreed on so far was the Roxanne Perez match, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So the last match is Trick Williams battling Carmelo Hayes. I'm surprised they didn't put like a no DQ or, you know, some sort of, you know, unsanctioned match or something on this. They don't. It's just a singles match.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen tonight yet.
That's true. We don't know what's going to happen tonight. Glenn gets to go first. You're supposed to go first last time, but I was ranting and raving so hard about the mobster stuff that I butted in front of you. So you go ahead.
Just don't worry about it. Which one of them are they going to take up after? I think Camilla's going to. There's going to be whoop that trick.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, Mayor Kane, are you gonna take Mello here, or are you going Trick too?
This one's tough. I could see it going both ways, and I think Trick retains. He isn't retaining anything, but I think Trick. I think you close the NXT show with Trick Williams winning here. So I'm gonna go Trick. Good feeling going into Mania that runs right after it, I think, right?
Pretty soon after. I think it ends at like 2 or 3, and Mania starts at 6, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, I whoop that trick wins. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like it. Every time somebody says whoop that trick, I feel like I have to go, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or when Wade Barrett does it.
Booker T?
Yeah. No, what? Remember... Wade Barrett did it a couple times when he filled in for Booker T.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I love Wade Barrett. He's good. And I didn't like him and Corey Graves on SmackDown together at first, but they're growing on me. They're getting better as the time goes on. So I'm going to pick Trick Williams, too. I think that's just the best way to end it. I mean, unless they're going to have another match between these two. That's like what I was thinking, like maybe they're leaving the door open to have a no DQ match or some sort of stipulation match after this. But I really don't think it needs it. I really think they should just blow it off. After that. I remember like a few years ago, they had the whole Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole thing. And I thought they should have just blew it off with the one match. Mm-hmm. They ended up like doing 3 matches, and I thought they kind of overkilled it. And I don't want them to do that to this. I mean, I even think they way overkilled Ciampa versus Gargano. I think they did like 10 times.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to see them. I just don't think it needs it. So
it's like with Sheamus and Claudio, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then they had a best of 7 series that culminated in nothing, and they became a tag team.
Yeah, after about 3 already, about 3 matches, they the best of 7,
yeah.
And they became a tag team.
Yeah, What great booking that was, huh? Don't you miss the good old days?
Yeah. No.
Me neither. Speaking of the good old days, it is time to get into the 40th edition of WrestleMania. That makes me feel very old.
Feel old. I remember the early ones.
WrestleMania is having a midlife crisis this year. It just went out and bought a Corvette.
I am not having a midlife crisis. That's not funny.
No. I sure as hell did.
Hey, man,
you still are.
Yeah, I still am. I just don't acknowledge how old I am. I don't believe it. It's not true.
I try to. I always like say, like, once you turn 30, I don't give, nobody cares about your birthday. You're not coming to your birthday party until you turn 40, 50. 60. We're only celebrating the decades at that point. I'm not coming to your birthday party.
I'll send you an invitation this year anyway.
Look, Jill, nobody's coming to your 33rd birthday party, okay? Call me when you're 40.
Or the weird people that celebrate their birthday month. Like they want to celebrate all month long.
Get the
fuck out of here. Don't get me started on them.
I will punch you in the throat.
It's my birthday month.
I'm lucky next month. I'm 65, which means I could be a real grumpy old man and get away with it.
Fuck, Glenn. You just reminded me that next month is May. God damn it.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May. It's going to be night one of fucking WrestleMania is what it's going to be.
Yeah, go ahead with that.
We got 7 matches announced for this night of WrestleMania thus far. I don't know. Let's go with a tag team match. The Latino World Order featuring Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee taking on Santos Escobar and Dirty Dominic Mysterio. Glenn, I'll let you kick us off.
Do they have Dom going over to his proper 2 WrestleManias running?
No, Rey won last year.
Yeah, that's what I said. Do they have Dominic going over to his father 2 WrestleManias running?
Sorry, I thought you said over. Sorry.
And I think no, I think Santos and Dom are gonna win that.
Mario Mancini.
Now, is this on the kickoff show, or are they not doing that? Is this just actual main card?
I didn't see. It might be on the kickoff show, but it doesn't say that on here.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't even know this match existed until about 18 seconds ago.
Right.
I didn't get a chance to finish watching SmackDown. I'm assuming that they named it on that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, too. I was like making, I made a couple of videos today, and I had no idea this was on the card either until I was looking, and I was like, oh, that match?
Okay. It was Raw on Monday. It was Raw yesterday.
Yeah, it seems really oddly thrown together. I wasn't prepared to make these picks. As I said earlier, I'm completely freeballing, got no boxers, no briefs, just swinging in the wind, letting these answers fly. So I'm going to go with, I'm just going to pick the opposite of what Glenn did so we can start off with some fire here. So I'm going to pick Ray and was it Dragon Lee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Ray and Dragon Lee. I was going to say Ultimo Dragon, but I don't think he's wrestling tonight.
I mean, he's got to be in his 60s if he is alive. So, Ultimo Dragon was a great wrestler though. I'm gonna go with the heel team here. I'm gonna go with Escobar and Dirty Dom. Like, I'm gonna agree with what Glenn said here. Maybe give Dom the victory over his father. This does seem super thrown together. Like they were like, oh, maybe we'll do Dom versus Ray again, and they were like, well, but we got to get these new guys involved too.
Yeah,
I guess we'll see what happens. I think it's bad.
Breakup of Judgment Day, because there's a lot of friction going on in there.
Here's another match that the mayor may or may not know is taking place. It is a 6-woman tag team match. It is Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi taking on Damage Control, Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. Who you freeballing this one to?
I mean, it's gotta be Jade and Naomi and Bianca. You can't debut Jade and have her lose in her first match, I don't think. It doesn't seem very wise, so
yeah.
It's got to be the pick. I can't even elaborate any further than that. It just, she has to win in her first match.
The only way I could see them losing is they do some sort of dissension amongst the ranks here, and it sets up a feud between maybe Bianca and Jade Cardinal going forward. But like you said, I mean, she's debuting at WrestleMania. Her debut match is at WrestleMania. I know she's in the Royal Rumble, but like her debut match is at WrestleMania, and I just can't see them having her lose.
Who eliminated Jade from the Royal Rumble, do you recall? I don't remember.
Was it Nia?
I think it was. Or did she? No, she rejected.
You're right. She threw Nia out. You're right. Maybe was it? I'm going back and looking because I have to fucking find out.
I feel like it's a key piece of information because they like to follow up with the eliminating person. I don't know who eliminated her. I think it's Bianca.
It might have been Bianca, or it may have been Bailey. Maybe she was down to like the last few, and maybe it was Bailey. Sorry, I won't make you far.
I apologize. I'm making you do research here.
No, you are absolutely fine. Here we go. Jade Cargill was eliminated by Liv Morgan.
Oh, okay. So she's got nothing to do with this match. So
no.
Okay.
They've got Liv even nowhere on the card, actually, believe it or not. Well, I guess we don't know what's going to happen.
They've been telling the story that she's a heel. That's a good first feud for Jade once they get this out of the way as well.
Yeah, it's a good point. I didn't think of that, but you're right. We're all – Glenn, who are you picking in this one? Sorry, I get lost.
Yeah, go with the face team. You got to. As both of you have said, there is no way that they're going to bring Jade Cargill in just to lose in their first match.
I'm also not 100% completely convinced that Dakota Kai might not end up still siding with Bayley in the end of this thing. I don't know. I have like some sort of a weird feeling that might not be the end of it. But I guess we'll find out. Even though I maybe Dakota Kai in that heel group makes more sense than her being a babyface by herself. Because I mean, obviously,
I need a translator.
Yeah, man, that's a good point.
Once Bailey's gone to speak for them.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that. You're right. So there we go. We're all going to baby faces there. And now,
especially with Asuka, you'd think by now her English would be a bit better, but none of them, English is even their second language.
I also think that Kairi Sane could do a little bit better on her facial expressions.
Yeah.
When she wrestles, like I watched this video when Jade debuted and she like, Jade picks her up for her finishing move and like, Kairi's like stone face, like nothing. Yeah. It's like it didn't even matter to her that she was about to get slammed.
Yeah. So
they're like move your arms, show some surprise, something. Don't just go
stone face.
Somebody fucking slams you on your face. Who would do that?
Anyway, let's get off. We've still got the weather.
On to it while we still got the weather. It's the Intercontinental Championship match. The champion Gunther taking on Sami Zayn. Should be a heck of a contest. I love Sami Zayn. And maybe people feel like this is the way he could finish his underdog story that he's been on lately. But no, I don't think so. Because you can't beat the Austrian man in the wrestling ring because he is the greatest. I mean, he's probably the best worker in the world right now. So I'm going with Gunther. Only one man should ever take that Intercontinental Championship off of him. And that's Ilya Dragunov. Glenn, who are you picking? I feel like I'm on the mayor's heel and looking down on him.
This is a toughie because on Raw, Gunther lost it and beat up Sami Zayn and left him laying after he laid out Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Now, the laws of wrestling say that unless Sami Zayn does something on Friday to Gunther, that Sammy's going to win.
You know what, Glenn, I didn't think of
it. I'm going to go Sammy.
That's going to be the winner for Glenn right there, because I know who the mayor's picking.
I don't pick against Gunther. I'll keep it short and sweet. Gunther's winning.
I knew that, pal. I knew that, like I knew number one was Hogan versus Bundy, pal. I knew it.
I just think that with Roman sailing off into the sunset for a while, I think that they're going to need a heel to chase Cody, and Gunther is the perfect heel to chase Cody.
I agree with that, though. But I don't think he... I guess you got to eventually have him lose. I just don't ever... I don't know if I want to see it happen.
It's okay. It'll be champion.
Oh, I know.
Title for title.
It was just so out of character with him yesterday.
Yeah.
Raw. The way that he attacked both Sammy and Alpha Academy.
Did you guys see the training montage video of Chad Gable and Sami Zayn?
Yeah, that was brilliant.
I put on threads. Oh, no, I want to fight Gunther. Don't tell him I said that.
Yeah, I loved it.
I said exactly that. I said, I'm ready to fight Gunther. And I said, don't tell him I said that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wearing my Walter shirt on Saturday.
I was going to say, why is that?
I've made my decision. I'm wearing Walter's shirt. I might be one of the few people that actually bought his NXT Walter shirt.
I'm gonna wear my Arsenal shirt because
I'm afraid to be wearing his Arsenal shirt, no doubt.
They play that. They play tomorrow too. They play Luton.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Anyway, this isn't a soccer show. It's a wrestling show. We all picked Gunther except for Glenn, who picked Sami Zayn. I forgot for a second that you picked Sami Zayn. So I have to correct myself. The next one is a 6-pack tag team ladder match. For the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship, that's a mouthful. I love it on here, like whoever wrote this on Wikipedia, it says the match will end after both titles under the undisputed championship banner, the Raw and SmackDown titles, have been retrieved, making it possible for the titles to split between two teams.
Mm-hmm. What?
Okay.
They really worded that whole thing out. They really did. So people would understand the rules. It's Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus DIY Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, Awesome Truth, The Miz and R-Truth, The New Day, A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, which sounds like a weird stripping tag team tandem, doesn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, get your dollar bills. Get ready for A-Town Down Under coming to the stage.
Well, there is that stripping group from Australia called The Thunder from Down Under.
Maybe that's where
the male group.
I probably said, not that I've ever looked into that. Maybe I have.
No.
And the New Catch Republic, which is Pete Dunne versus Tyler Bate, which we talked about. Sounds like a British pop group. Which A Town Down Under, maybe that's an Australian pop group. You never know. Or New Zealand, we're not sure.
Third base, The Weasel Goes Pop from last week. Full circle.
Whose turn is it to go first? Is it my turn?
Yes.
I just don't. I don't want Judgment Day to win the tag team titles. I want somebody else to win them. I don't think the New Day doesn't need to win this. The New Day's been tag team champions 100 times. A Town Down Under needs to go make another fucking pop record. Maybe they'll do Dingo Love or some shit like that.
that well known Australian hit.
I think it would work out. So I'm getting down to DIY, the New Catch Republic, or Awesome Truth. Now, I don't like if Awesome Truth wins this, I'm not thinking that Awesome Truth is going to go on like a long tag team title run. But I think for a good feel good moment, and R-Truth, they never really had a win at WrestleMania, at least not a big one that I can remember. I think R-Truth and The Miz have to win this. So I'm going with R-Truth. I'm going with Awesome Truth. I'll let Glenn go next because I know the mayor's probably going to agree with me. Glenn, who are you picking?
My thoughts are actually the same. I think they're going to split the titles. I think Awesome Truth are going to win one. Maybe the whatever it is, Catch Republic. Because I think that Triple H is well over on Pete Dunne. Has been since day one.
Yeah.
So I think that they'll split the title.
So okay, so did they make that an actual rule where you can
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
No,
so there's gonna be four belts hanging from the
four belts hanging. And whichever team gets to one belt, they win that title. So there's no although there's two belts hanging. There's the Raw belt and the SmackDown belt.
So
you got to pick two, really.
So you're telling me I should pick another team?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The other team that I'm going to pick is DIY. I'll go with DIY.
Because you could have gone with Awesome Truth again, because they could still win both belts.
Yeah. So, I mean, so hypothetically, could someone go up there and just take both titles anyway and still remain the double champion?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're not going to hang them directly next to one another.
This is some Vince Russo shit, pal. Bro!
Of course they are.
Mayor, go ahead. I don't know. Go ahead and pick somebody.
Pick two somebodies. Four somebodies.
Yes, yeah. You should have to pay triple for that, pal.
Did you say it's a six-pack challenge?
Yes.
Then I'm picking Sean Waltman.
We're sunny for a different reason.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Okay. Six-pack challenge. So that means Judgment Day could retain one set of belts and lose another.
Oh, I hate my life now.
They did lose yesterday.
Okay.
They won. Jeez. They won. Remember, Glenn, because I was messaging you. I said, well, they might as well not show up on Saturday because they won tonight.
They won, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go Austin Theory and Grayson Waller win one set of belts, and The Miz and R-Truth win the other set of belts.
And Awesome Truth.
That's how it I see happening here.
And that's how the cookie is going to crumble down under, if you know what I mean, pal.
Is that the same teams you picked, Brad?
I picked Awesome Truth and DIY.
Okay. I feel like I'm just going to say I think DIY wins the belts at SummerSlam because I feel like Johnny Gargano in Cleveland would be something special for him. And also Ciampa has a lot of, I can't say memories, but a lot. He's got a lot of history in Cleveland, Ohio.
Right. So there we go. That's the six-pack challenge match. And now it's time for brother versus brother. They said on Monday Night Raw, this is the third time brothers have faced off WrestleMania. I guess they're only counting Rushoot brothers and not kayfabe brothers.
They actually mentioned that, I think.
Jay Uso versus Jimmy Uso in a singles match. Glenn, who are you picking? And don't say a guy whose last name's Uso either.
Well, it's going to be.
Well, it will be, but don't. That's not the final answer.
I think it's going to be Jimmy because I think there's going to be some skullduggery with
Solo coming in.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, Mayor. Which brother you got? You got Jay brother or Jimmy brother?
Jay or Jimmy? I'm gonna go Jay wins here. I don't know if this is in fact the beginning of the collapse of the bloodline. I think the first crack in that might be Jay Uso defeating Jimmy here. And maybe Jimmy even, you know, acknowledging him and giving him some love after the match, which also upsets Roman, saying, you know, what are you doing with this? Blah, 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 blah. He turned his back on us, blah, 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 blah. And I don't know. I feel like this is the beginning of the downfall of the bloodline.
We can only hope, or the internet will cry for many, many, many moons. Yeah, I mean, Jey Uso is probably one of the more over guys they have on the entire roster. So, that's right. So I'm going to go with Jey too. Should be an interesting matchup. I mean, I know that I've heard them talk about it before. How they've always wanted to feud with each other and have a match one day. So good for them if they get to do it at WrestleMania. All right, now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. I think we only got the two championship matches left. So it's Rhea Ripley defending the Women's World Championship against Becky Lynch. I think the mayor gets to go first this time, though.
He does.
This one's going to be tough. This one's really tough. Oh, geez. I hate having to go first because I didn't really start thinking about this match until you said it. I want to pick Rhea, but...
I was going to volunteer to go first instead, but I'm not sure either. So, no, I'm not. You got to go.
Now, Rhea won it at WrestleMania last year against Charlotte. So, she's held it exactly 1 year, basically. The Money in the Bank is out of the way. So, we don't have to worry about Money in the Bank. Unless Damian Priest cashes it on one of them.
That would be something. That would really catch the wrestling headlines.
Yeah.
Damian Priest cashes in, wins Women's World Championship. That would be something.
So I think we can rule that one out.
They take any action on that in Vegas? What do you think the odds are?
I can look. I don't think it's going to be on there to make the bet, though. Jeez. Becky's really been working her ass off at getting over, and they've really been building this feud as important and not just like a throwaway match. So that, for that reason alone, I'm going to pick Becky here, because if they weren't going to have her go over, I feel like they wouldn't have put so much emphasis on it. And this has been getting a lot of play on all of their social media platforms, on Raw over and over and over again, giving extra segments. So I say Becky Lynch wins the pay here.
Yeah, they even had a brawl last night on Raw.
Yeah, they did. No, that was the week before where she punched Dominic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was fun. I don't know. See, it's hard because I agree with everything that the mayor said about Becky, but I also feel like maybe this is just another, that monster that Rhea needs to slay and continue forward with the reign. But then at the same time, it's like, are we looking at the implosion of the Judgment Day? So if we are, maybe she loses the championship just to be different, because the mayor picked Becky Lynch. I'm going through Ripley. Go ahead, Glenn.
I'm going to Becky. I think this is the start of the implosion of Judgment Day. That Dom, at the end of it, is going to be the only one that actually wins at WrestleMania. And everything implodes. Dom goes off with Santos Escobar.
Instead of Rhea? I don't know, Glenn. That's a tough sell. She looks better in the booty shorts, I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but you also do have Carmen with that group as well.
I guess that's true.
Did they change her name from NXT to the main roster?
I don't think so.
No.
Or Electra Lopez, I should say. Electra Lopez.
Yeah, they changed her name to Carmen Electra.
I was thinking Carmen San Diego. I don't know where I was getting that
from. Oh my God.
Where in the world?
That gimmick?
She comes out in a red raincoat.
In the world? That would be amazing.
That sounds like the star of one of those videos from the Top Shelf.
You never heard it. Glenn, this was an actual thing. It was like a game show when me and the mayor was a kid. It was called Where in the World is Carmen San Diego?
All right. Okay.
Then nobody ever won, not once.
That game was difficult at the end. They made you put those stupid things all over the map. And
yeah. They're like, dear, put it in 18 different countries and do it all in 13 seconds. Okay, fuck it, George.
One of those really convoluted ones.
Yeah, it was bullshit. Nobody got any scholarships. I don't know if that's a good or different way. I don't remember, but I'm sorry.
That's the right way, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, so you guys picked Becky, I picked Rhea. I forgot what we were talking about there because I got so far deep into Carmen San Diego. I'm assuming this is going to be the main event. I can't see how anything else would be. It's the Bloodline, The Rock, and Roman Reigns taking on Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. You know what it is. If Rollins and Rhodes win, all Bloodline members will be banned from ringside in night two when Roman faces Cody. But if they win, night two will be held under Bloodline rule. Which we found out what that meant last night on Raw. It means you're going to get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
Guys. Oh, God, it's around to me going first, isn't it?
Do you want me to go first?
Yes. Yes, Glenn, you go first, pal. It's all you.
I think the Bloodline are going to win this. They're going to make it as hard as possible for Cody on night two. So, yeah, it's going to be... which actually makes me want to change my mind about the Uso. no, I'll stick with what I've got. Yeah, Bloodline for me.
You want me to go, Mary, or you want to go?
I can go.
All right.
I'm going to say that the opposite, because I don't see how Cody would potentially win a match on night two where there's no rules and he can just get beat up by 50 Samoan dudes. Like, I don't see the possibility of that. So for that reason alone, I'm going with Cody and Seth winning here. Maybe even The Rock pulls the I tricked you, Roman, kind of deal at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they need to, because I really think he's embracing this heel move. Like, I don't know if I want babyface Rock now, because right now for me, heel Rock is the best thing going in all of professional wrestling.
It certainly is.
So selfishly, I want him to get upset at Roman for not only losing this match, but then losing the match tomorrow, so that they can go on and have something down the line, because I think that's where big bucks are.
Yeah.
And yeah, keep that going for me. Have Cody win here, because Cody Rhodes isn't going to beat up 40 Samoan dudes. They've got a lot of cousins. They got a lot of kids. They'll have all of them out there.
I mean, shit, the whole island.
They'll have The Rock's mom out there with a purse.
I think he's going to have to. They're going to make it that hard for him. Because he's not been in, he's not got himself injured, really.
We're still going to have to talk about that whole match, too. God damn it. Hey, y'all motherfuckers didn't help me. One of you went one way, one of you went the other. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Because it's like I'm torn. Because, like, on one hand, like the mayor said, can Cody beat him and every single member of his family? Which I don't think they'll bring them all out. I just think they'll be just the four. Maybe another one, I don't know. But then at the same time, you put Cody in it seems like a situation where he's not going to be able to do it and then somehow overcomes it. I don't think he would be able to. We'll obviously talk about it when we get to it. Fuck it. I'm going to go with The Rock and Roman Reigns win. With some nefarious means, and you set Cody up for something happening on night two. Not that I actually think that's going to happen, but whatever scenario that I want to see happen in the main event of night two is going to take them winning. So I'm taking that one. So yeah, The Rock and Roman stand tall at the end of night one. Maybe Drew McIntyre shows up and like flattens Seth Rollins, leaving Cody all to himself. Maybe this all happens like toward the end of the match. They start to build a comeback, but then McIntyre shows up out there. He takes out, because remember the other night you could see like Drew McIntyre talking to Paul Heyman, like on somebody's shoulder. And so I think maybe that might play into it. And who knows? Maybe Jimmy comes out there. Maybe Solo. I mean, Solo obviously is going to get involved at some point.
Yeah, Solo's got involved in everything since the last WrestleMania.
Yeah, so I'll go with the Bloodline as well. And from there, we shifted over to night two. And the first match we'll talk about on night two is LA Knight. I'm waiting for somebody to say yeah.
Waiting for someone to say AJ Styles?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
I was waiting for the AJ Styles part. I'm like, do you not know who's wrestling?
Yeah.
Ellen, I don't even know. Who's AJ Styles? I've heard of him. yeah, it's LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm a little late.
It's fine. I'll chop it in. Make it sound good. I promise. Since I made you go first, since I didn't go first the last time, this one's really difficult too. Way tougher than the main event of night one. So I'll go first this time. I won't make you guys go first. What have LA Knight win? I mean, there's no reason AJ Styles needs to win this. Let's just have LA Knight win. Hopefully to move on to better things. Now that Roman won't be holding the championship, maybe he could, I don't know, something. LA Knight wins. Mayor, who you picking?
Yeah. LA Knight wins. AJ doesn't need to win this at all. It's going to be a heck of a match, I think, as long as they give it a little bit of time. I don't think these guys need a lot of time to make a great match.
12 minutes, I think, is perfect time for this.
Yeah, 10, 12 minutes. They'll be able to do a lot of good stuff. And, LA Knight's got to win this. So I'm going LA Knight.
All right, Glenn.
Well, let me talk to you.
Very good.
There's only one winner of this. As you say, AJ Styles certainly doesn't need this win.
Yeah.
Even if it's by disqualification, because if they're going to keep up with the OC, which seems to be a bit pointless, they've sort of painted Gallows and Anderson into a corner again.
Yeah, I mean, they're down in NXT,
perhaps they come out to assist. And Knight wins by disqualification more than anything else, protecting AJ in that way.
Could be.
But yeah, it's going to be LA Knight anyway.
Yeah. Next one, it's a this may be or may not be another one of the mayor knows or doesn't know about. It's a 6-man Philadelphia street fight. You know this one, Mayor?
No.
Right, Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, and Montez Ford with B-Fab, and they'll be taking on the Final Testament with Karrion Kross, Akam, right? How do you say his name? Razor with Scarlett, and they're going to have their grandfather out there with them. Hopefully they get this match on early. We can get Grandpa in his PJs to bed. He might get a little overstimulated during the match here. Oh, man, I'm glad I don't have to go first this time. This is you. This is you, Glenn. Go ahead.
That mob have been beating up poor Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits for weeks.
It feels like forever, doesn't it?
So, yeah. So I think it's about time that they got the win. And it gets them back to being faces, which is what the Street Profits should be.
Yeah. What about you, Mayor? I'm sorry. Mario Mancini. I just want to say Mancini one time. I know it's not Mancini, but I just want to say it.
Well, since I am freeballing it, it's hard to pick against the Final Testicle. But yeah, I gotta agree with Glenn. I don't think Bobby Lashley or the Street Profits have won a match in like a year, it feels like. I don't know. They're on that Dijakovic loss streak. So for that alone, they gotta win here. Right? They got to. So I'm gonna pick them. Plus, I don't like Paul Ellering, so I don't want to pick.
We're not big Paul Ellering fans on this podcast. Sorry. Literally, you could post like you could give me a dart, put two pictures of these teams on a wall, and just whichever one I'm fucking closest to, that's who's gonna win. Honestly. Well, let's all join the pride because I'm going to go with the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley as well. I have no reasoning. I mean, it should be a fun match. It's going to be a street fight, so there's going to be a fucking bodies flying everywhere. I'm sure Bobby Lashley's going to slam everyone. Montez Ford's going to do fucking fog splash. It's going to be amazing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And we'll be careful, Grandpa. We don't want him to break a hip out there.
No, we'll have B-Fab and Scarlett attacking each other at some point too, probably, right?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that definitely has to happen.
I hope that B-Fab brings out the dummy from the old Legion of Doom that they made Paul Ellering and carry around. They have to dig that thing up from the archives.
No.
No.
No, no, no. If you're listening to this and not watching it, I shook my head the entire time you said that. Thank you. Now I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Think about that.
I knew what Brett's reaction to that was going to be.
It's like when the mayor. I take it better than when the mayor starts singing Judas.
We'll do that.
Live on air before.
I'm gonna buy that puppet and make it sing Judas. I'm sure Conrad probably owns it. I'll contact him.
I was gonna
him.
Say I'd hate you forever, but I can't. I'm all talk. The next one is, hey pal, Logan Paul defending the United States Championship against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. Go ahead, Mayor of Canton. I'm pretty sure I know who you're picking, but.
Yeah, okay. I've been chalking this one through my head, trying to remember what happened on SmackDown. I feel like Logan Paul wins. So I'm picking Logan Paul. I want to see him keep carrying this belt because every time they're giving him an opportunity to shine, he's shining like a freaking superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Randy Orton really needs to win the U.S. title for like the 9th time. And I don't think Kevin Owens at this point needs the U.S. title. And Logan Paul with a belt is much more obnoxious than Logan Paul without a belt.
Yeah.
So for all of those reasons, and I'm a huge Logan Paul fan, so I'm just going to pick Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to agree with you. There's no reason why either one of these guys is doing it. I figure that it's going to end in somehow with Orton and Owens eventually feuding going into whatever pay-per-view they have coming up. So that's what I'm going to go with, too. I'm going to go with Logan Paul. I mean, it should be an incredible match. I don't usually love triple threat matches, but this one should be great.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Yep, Logan Paul. Simple as that. I'd love to see him use the prime thing, but not actually have it on the ring, but flash it down so that Randy Orton gets flashbacks of maggots.
That's good. That's good. That would be a good throwback. Yeah. All right. So we're down to the three final matches. This one is the WWE Women's Championship match. Io Sky defending her championship against Bayley. I honestly think this was I don't think this is getting like the same kind of love that maybe Rhea and Becky are getting just because simply of the names. But I do think this is a much better told story of a match. I really enjoy the storytelling in this match. You go from them being friends to her, you know, turning your back on her friend. And so I really think this is a good story. And I'm looking forward to this match the most because I think all the matches, this has got the most like real build to it, I guess, besides Cody and Roman, which have been going on for a year. So I'm going to go with Bayley. I think it's time for Bayley to get a big WrestleMania moment. I know she won at WrestleMania, 33 or something like that, but she was already champion. And I thought they kind of ruined her because they had her like beat Charlotte on Raw, but like Sasha Banks helped her win. And I just didn't think that that helped because it didn't go along with her character. So I think she needs to have her big championship win here. So I'm going with Bayley, but I was never not going to pick Bayley at WrestleMania. Go ahead, Glenn. Who are you picking?
I'm going with Bayley as well. For the same reasons, really. I just think that they need. There's no reason to have Io Sky with a title. That title has just been totally superfluous to Damage Control. There's been no reason for it. So, yep, give Bayley a WrestleMania moment and put the title on her. And then perhaps have Nia Jax go after her or something.
Yeah, I mean, I could see a feud with her and Dakota Kai if Dakota Kai does, in fact,
stay
within Damage Control. What about you, Mayor of Canton? Are you going to agree with us and go Bayley, or are you going the opposite route?
Yeah, I'm 100% agreeing. I think Bailey wins. She won the Rumble.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She didn't win the Rumble to lose at WrestleMania. So you got to have her win here. And I also am looking forward to the potential. I don't know if they're going to do it right away, though, but still seems like it might be early, but I really want a Bailey Tiffany Stratton feud coming up. And but I feel like that might be still a little bit early. There's probably going to have to work out some things before that happens. But either way, I think Bailey wins here, and I'm excited to see where they go with it from here on out. I think you are right. I think it'll still be Bailey, and then maybe Dakota Kai will have some matches with her after this.
Oh, Glenn's got problems with his puppy, too.
That was pain. I lost the pain. I was sitting on it.
Okay.
We all go with Bailey on that one.
We all got Bailey. We're all Bailey buddies.
They did it. I love it when Bailey goes over the UK because they do such good chants for it. The last time for Clash of the Castle, too, when she's supposed to be a heel, and she's like, quit it! It's not 2000 or whatever! That was so good.
We were still going at it.
That was so good. Hey.
Guys are planning a bloody trip to Scotland now this year.
Yeah, I saw that. They're going back. They're going to Glasgow. Yeah. They're going to Paris, too. The next pay-per-view is in fucking France. So
the next pay-per-view is?
Yeah. Backlash is in France. It's called
Backlash.
I'm not sure. I don't speak French. I'm sorry. So now it's Seth freaking Rollins defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Drew McIntyre. I don't remember whose turn it is to go first, so I'll let the mayor go first. Is it your turn, Glenn?
I don't know. I've lost it.
Go ahead, mayor. You get to go first, pal. Who are you picking in this one?
Okay, I am so ready to see Drew McIntyre win the championship off Seth Rollins. I can't wait for it. Like, I don't know. Drew has been so amazing with this newfound assholishness. I don't even know what to call it. He's really fallen into his role here. Like, he's firing on all cylinders. Like, I don't even know what else you can say about the guy, but whatever he's doing it right. It's so much fun. And I think there's definitely a need for a change in the championship picture on Monday Night Raw. And Drew makes perfect sense to be the one to do it. So Drew wins here. Seth loses the belt. I don't know where that leaves Seth after that. But I'm just excited to see Drew win the championship at WrestleMania for a second time, but with people in the building.
Yes, so I love what Drew's been doing too. He's almost like at a Stone Cold level where like you're supposed to not like him, but he says so much cool shit that you've got no choice but to like him. Like the CM Punk, you don't drink or do drugs, but you somehow always end up in rehab. That's so good. It makes me laugh every time I hear it. It's so good.
Yeah, and I also see that he holds that belt until Mr. One Phil Brooks can come back and challenge him for it.
That'll be a feud, and off that will when that happens.
I mean, Seth is already dealing with like multiple injuries, isn't he? So it wouldn't be hurt for him to go away for a little while, let those injuries heal. That's for sure.
Especially if he's got the title, just be a house husband for a little bit, let all the injuries heal.
Yeah. I feel like every single pay-per-view, we all pick Seth Rollins to lose. And every single one we're wrong.
He does.
So, naturally, I'm going to pick Drew McIntyre because I think it's time that Drew wins it. So, I'm going to go Drew McIntyre because, let's be consistent. Glenn?
Let's be consistent. They're shafting him enough. He did such great work holding on to a title that nobody cared about because it was behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Since the crowds have been back, they've shat on him so many times. It's time to give Drew his moment in the spotlight. Drew's going to win.
So naturally, everyone, you can rest assured that Seth Rollins will walk out of WrestleMania, the World Heavyweight
Championship. Yeah, money on it.
Now, before we get past that match, do you see any chance that Mr. Damian Priest cashes in there? Because he's had this belt for so long, it's almost, or the champion, the Money in the Bank, it's almost become forgettable.
You literally started saying that, and I said, I was thinking inside my brain, who the fuck has the Money in the Bank briefcase still? And I was like, oh! And then in my brain, I was like, oh, God, I forgot all about that when you said it. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, man. Maybe.
I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, I think what he should do is light that briefcase on fire and chuck it into the whatever ocean, whatever river, whatever it's
called. Whatever bridge it is.
Yeah.
Give it to the Don of NXT to chuck it off his bridge.
Yeah, there we go. Chuck it off a bridge. What do you think, Mary? You think he can cash in?
I feel like he might try to and fail.
I hope he does. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
I think he does. Maybe he even cashes in to get into the match and loses. And maybe Drew beats him for the title and Seth never loses it. So they can have that whole Seth Drew CM Punk feud further down the line. I feel that that's still all a possibility, but I'm still taking Drew leaves with the championship belt.
Yeah, I mean, fucking Damian Priest. I forgot he was money in the Mr. Money in the Bank. All right.
So did he. Yeah,
they could have Awesome Truth win the tag titles and then have him cashing on them.
Yeah, just do it because it's already fucking shit. So yeah, just cash on the tag team titles. Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
And then lose. They cash in on the tag team titles and lose. I like it. R-Truth's like, wait, you can't cash that in. This wasn't no Money in the Bank ladder match. I think you're confused. I can see it. It'll be great. I like it. I also want to have like a backstage vignette with him on WrestleMania where the Miz is trying to explain to him, like, you know, it's not a casket match. Oh, I thought it was a casket. No, it's not his casket. It's the Royal Rumble. No, it's not the Royal Rumble. He's got to like go through all these matches. Yeah. That would be great. So here it is. It's the moment of truth. Roman Reigns defends the WWE Universal Championship versus Cody Rhodes. The mayor says it'll be one-on-one. Me and Glenn say there will be bloodline galore. I'll go first. I made you guys go first the last time. So, like, obviously he can't beat them all by himself, but he can do it with some help. Mm-hmm. But maybe, you know, Seth's down and out, so there's no way that Seth can be out there and help him because, you know, Seth lost or whatever. Maybe Seth does show up. And then, you know, he's got Jey Uso comes out there and helps him. Not able to quite get the job done with that. And then the glass breaks and Stone Cold Steve Austin makes his way down to the ring. Kind of clears the house a little bit. It gets down to just Cody and Roman in the ring. And that's the way Cody wins. That's my pipe dream of WrestleMania. Maybe people will say that's overkill. Fuck you. That's what I want to see. So, more than likely, it'll probably just be a one-on-one match because I agree with the mayor. Says I just don't see how he can beat him. Unless, like I just said, he gets a whole bunch of help from people. Like he gets two or three people to come out there and help him. Or maybe someone else. It doesn't have to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Maybe it's somebody else. I don't know. Someone.
Cult of personality suddenly starts playing.
Yeah, he comes out there and saves the day with one arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, goddamn, pal. That's a hell of a pitch. We're
still injured, do we? Because he said all he said was that he's going to be ready for WrestleMania.
Yeah, but I don't think he's ready to wrestle at WrestleMania. He'd be a one-armed man in the punching contest. I'm going to let the mayor go second. Who are you picking?
I mean, I think Cody has to win here. Because if not, like, all of this feels like it's 2 years of wasted time. Mm-hmm. But when can you remember wrestling being more fun recently and better ratings and more financially profitable for the company? All of that's built up in the chase. Where do you go after he wins?
The Rock keeps beating him up, and then we get Cody versus The Rock at SummerSlam.
Okay. I'd be completely good with that, because I feel like this feud has been built up better more for Cody versus The Rock than Cody versus Roman over the last few months. Oh, man. I don't see how Cody doesn't win this. Jesus. Trying to think what else could happen.
Yeah, if The Rock wrestles at WrestleMania, can I come to Cleveland and sleep on your couch, man?
Do what now?
So if The Rock wrestles at SummerSlam, can I come to Cleveland and sleep on your couch?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. There's a spot right here.
My dream. I've never seen The Rock live. And that's like my dream. I want to see him live.
Yeah, for sure. Shoot, I start hearing the wind hitting the windows now.
The last match.
Yeah, geez. Yeah, Cody has to win here. I've already picked the scenario where he has to win because the bloodline's not going to be at ringside in my vision.
Yeah.
I wonder if Dustin is still under contract. I think he is, right?
I think so.
I don't think we're getting Dustin running out to help out.
No, he was spouted off about AEW the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's out. Yeah, it makes sense. Cody has to win here, so I'm not going to try to talk myself out of that.
Good idea, pal. Smart. All right, Glenn, who's it going to be?
Spoiler, I already told you what was going to happen.
Did you?
Oh, day one.
Down since day one-ish?
Yeah, he's gonna have to overcome all the odds, but Cody will win.
Okay.
He's falling down the stairs this time.
No, I think they're playing upstairs or something. All right, well, I mean, Glenn doesn't even have an elaborate plan like I did. Cody's just gonna beat every Samoan. He's gonna do it.
I don't think that. I think that there's definitely gonna be other interference.
As long as he doesn't start trying to headbutt them, he'll be okay.
Oh God! Somebody tweet at Cody Rhodes, tell him don't headbutt him.
Now, if there's Samoan rules, that means one thing is possible: Haku is in the building. It's hard to pick against Haku.
Oh God!
I'm just saying.
Give you a Haku clause for everyone. If Haku shows up, we're picking Roman.
And if it's a Samoan rules, does that mean that all the Samoans have got to be barefooted, so they can go around stepping on their feet?
Well, I mean, wouldn't everyone have to be barefoot?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, you have to be barefoot too.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Barefoot-a-mania, it's happening Saturday and Sunday. It should be fun. We managed to get all the picks in before the mayor was blown to Oz. But I think he's going to be okay. So that is it. That's all we got for you this time for this WrestleMania preview. Glenn, who do you want to plug before we get out of here?
I'm booking the territory with Danny and Rob. The first and last of wrestling. Their side projects, I'm stacking the Dadatory. I'm booking the Tankatory and, of course, Gate of Golf. Which is they're doing everything but Gate of Gold. It's whatever that being the elite are doing at the moment in their tournament to put in a wrestling belt on legitimate sport.
Yeah, like Uno.
Yeah, and mustard packet throwing.
Mustard pizza. Jesus Christ, pal.
Yeah. DTT Wrestling with DC and Doc, of course.
Doctor Who Podcast with Danny Inside. That's on SJP World Media.
And that's it.
Mario Mancini, how far can you throw mustard back in?
Oh man, a mustard packet.
Are you asking young boys in a mustard packet throw contest?
Are we talking the hot mustard packets from McDonald's? Because I could probably throw one of those pretty far. Are we talking like just a flat mustard packet?
I think it's just a flat mustard packet, and it's into a target.
It's not. You ever see Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Yes.
I feel like we're having an African swallow to a European swallow to this discussion right now.
I feel like it would be fun to have a challenge to see who could throw a mustard packet closest to a wall without hitting the wall.
Good.
So it's not so much distance, but maybe be like 10 foot back from the wall and see who could get it closest to the wall without hitting the wall. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mustard packets are not, we need to talk about, while we're at mustard packets, we might as well talk about me because I'll probably be reviewing some food. Will there be mustard packets involved this week? I don't think so, but who knows? I haven't recorded it yet. So watch me Wednesday, 6 p.m. meet with the mayor. And also check out our good friend, Mr. Thomas Bryce at Sports Wire Radio. That's sports with a Z, wireradio.org. And check him out personally at Thomas Bryce 2020. And yeah, I agree. And Thomas, also Thomas Bryce 2017 on the Instagram.
Yeah, make sure you check out all that stuff and check out all the stuff we got going on. We have a WrestleMania 8 review out right now where Kyle from the Apron Bump podcast joined us, and we talked about WrestleMania 8, which is a lot of fun. We also got a show out right now where we each did our top 10 WrestleMania matches, and you'll be shocked and surprised to see Mayor's number one. I bet you no one else you know picks this as their favorite match ever, but the Mayor did.
Probably not top 100.
Probably not, but yeah, tune in to hear that. Check that out. No Warning to Attitude this week, as I got 100 other things going on, and it is WrestleMania week. We probably won't do Sid this week either, Glenn. I am sorry. No sitting this week, but maybe next week. We'll be back to your regularly scheduled programming. But that's it. I don't have anything else to plug, I don't think. Is that it? That's it. That is all. Let's say goodbye. It's only safe when you're ready.